Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Welcome to the Freak Show experience of it, this thing.
What up, y'all?
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hi, everybody's back. Everybody made it back. I thought you guys were going to be arrested by now.
Yeah.
I got Navi back, made it from the water.
Oh, man, it was amazing. Yeah. I met so many listeners. There's a Tampa cruise, you know, comes out of there. Man, it was phenomenal.
It was out there.
We made friends.
I saw y'all making all kind of buddies. All that sharing everybody's social media and stuff. I was like, look at this. And then Meredith made it down to the water.
I did. Oh, my
down
God.
Down to Miami.
Oh, I had so much fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You stay out of trouble?
No. What? No, I had a good time.
You ain't getting no trouble, though. This.
No. And what kind of trouble are you talking about?
I'm just saying. You made it home. The lock still worked?
I did. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was able to get in?
They changed the code.
Right, exactly. It was allowed back to the house.
Make sure.
What about you, B, though?
Let's see. Hard Rock. I went to the Improv Friday and saw Mark Vieira, which was hilarious. It's a Boricua comedy festival.
Okay.
And it was, boy, all my poetic. Can you love it that night?
Oh,
boy,
they was
in there.
Okay.
They was in there. I go searching.
You find any prospects?
Yeah, I was on the hunt.
Okay.
So I was out there. Yeah, it was cool though. And then Hard Rock had a DJ that was out there. Alex, I forgot his name, Alex Morgan or something. But I didn't know who he was, but I know everybody I knew was going out there. So I'm like, well, we drinking, huh?
Yeah.
So we went out there and got it in for the Memorial Day weekend.
That's
and
awesome.
Stuff. So it was a good look.
Sounds like we were all drinking, partying this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was a lot absolutely. Of alcohol involved. I mean, that's the only way to really toast
it. I got the drink package.
Oh, good for you. Smart.
I didn't go on a cruise and I had the drink package. All right, so Memorial Day drinking brought on some strange dietary choices.
Okay.
You know, when you get... You start negotiating with your diet a little different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I had me some chocolate chip cookies.
You did?
Okay. I did.
Damn, I did. Good,
there
huh?
was a tray at the Hard Rock of cookies. Like, they put it this way. I thought they was them Publix cookies because they was that good.
Right.
Like, it was a little buffet. Like a little area.
Yes.
And it wasn't nothing over there like healthy.
No.
Everything had some sugar in it. Like, either some fruit or some cookies or whatever. But so I ended up having to, I needed to dunk my cookies because I ain't had chocolate chip cookies in a minute.
Right.
So you got to get the full experience.
So I'm still getting the whole joint, but I ain't had no milk.
Okay.
So I did an old school thing. Cookies and water.
Oh, man.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, no.
Have you ever done that?
No.
You've never dipped your cookies in water because you ain't had no milk?
No.
I have done it just to taste it and didn't like how it came out.
Was it cold water? Because it's got to be really, really cold water.
If I don't have the milk, I just give up and eat them dry.
Yeah, we're not doing it.
No.
We're not dipping.
They were soft, and so they would break it up. But, man, you put it. I'm telling you, it's a very weird combination.
I'm judging you.
Why?
I don't want to, but I am.
Like if you
if you
don't leave it in there too long, because the water will break up the cookie.
Right.
So if you just dip it in there and get a good little dose in it, and then you bite it and suck the water, and it's so cold, it's just. Listen, don't judge me.
People saw you.
People saw me. I was sitting there. And they were like, "Dude, what do you do?" Yeah. I had like 3-4 people trying it too.
Really? No.
And they were like, "Dog, it's not bad."
They could have probably found you some milk, too.
Yeah.
You didn't want to ask nobody.
I didn't want to be drinking and then
switch to milk.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Because, I mean, that would have ended up badly. So, I'm like, I was just doing water.
I get that.
And dipping it in there.
Yeah, I guess hydrating anyway.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay, out of the 9-for-1, I'm judging you, oh.
Yeah.
Hell no, Orlando. That's fat people stuff. How is it fat? That's actually healthier.
It is healthier. I don't know. I just feel like you were so hard up to have, like, the moist cookie that you're dipping it in water.
Right. But it's so good, though. Like, honestly, you're going to low-key try this one day. And then be like, you know what? This ain't bad. Just don't let the cookie break up in your water.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. It's either you have milk or nothing at all.
Yeah, you either got it or you don't. And you ain't had it. You're not supposed to improvise the cookies,
right?
Though.
We don't like this.
Is there anything that you would say is a food combo that you wouldn't recommend then? Like that you would recommend that you've tried that other people would look at you strange? Because, I mean, I'll ride this one all day. I did this as a kid.
Yeah.
And hadn't really done it since then. And so it was an emergency, so I did it.
A cereal and then, drinking it with orange juice. I would say that's not good. That's not a good mixture.
Cereal with orange juice in it?
No. Like drinking your orange juice while you're...
Oh, that's too much sugar.
It's disgusting. That's way it ends too up much not sugar.
That's
mixing
like drinking,
well.
That's like eating cereal and drinking Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I
wouldn't do that.
I did the over the weekend on the cruise, I did the old-fashioned tequila ice cream combo.
Oh.
Had a glass of tequila. That ice cream machine was delicious. It was hot outside. Yeah, I had a little tequila in one hand,
ice cream.
Yeah, an ice cream cone.
You was trying to die.
That was great. I recommend it.
Refreshing.
Together,
so that was good.
Oh, so you're sipping it. But you're not, you ain't mix them, but it was
yeah,
at the same time.
Yeah, it was like one, I wasn't mixing it.
Don't okay. you ever it was judge the back me and about forth. My water and cookies.
Tequila and ice cream.
That ain't right.
But that was a good thing.
I loved it.
It was good.
Yeah.
Okay, they have infused ice cream.
Oh, you gonna co-sign his, but my water and cookies don't match.
Yeah, I'm still judging you.
Right.
I'm disappointed in you for doing that.
Somebody said I did it with soda, and it was good.
A cookie and soda?
A cookie and soda.
I could potentially see that.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it. It's better than water.
Yeah, I work with haters. I work with haters. All right, Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. We got a few texts in here. One person out of the 585 said, we just had this debate at work yesterday. I told them, dip your Oreos in water. It gets softer faster, so much faster, but also dip your Oreo in a bowl of water or milk rather than a cup, and it'll change your life.
Did you drink the water after you dunked it?
I did. But now the thing is...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You don't
had
drink
floaters in it.
I mean, it's like pulp. It's like pulp. And honestly, if you don't leave your cookie in there too long, it doesn't chunk up and make it crazy. There's a little, there's nothing wrong with it.
I don't like
it. It's like drinking crushed ice.
No, it is not.
Yeah, and if it's still cold, it's good.
Oh, God.
It's good. I mean,
making excuses for
I'm not making
weirdness.
Excuses to anything. I'm just telling you that it was a good look. You need to try it.
And shout out to everybody that had to work yesterday.
Yeah, for real.
They're like, yo, listen, we ain't doing
that. They're debating Oreos.
Oreos today.
No work. They're like, we not doing nothing. All right, so I don't know if y'all know the name Just Sam. Samantha Just Sam Diaz. Did that sound familiar to you?
It kind of does.
No, not at all.
Okay, former American Idol winner Samantha Just Sam Diaz won the TV show 3 years ago.
Okay.
She got $250,000 cash prize. She got a recording contract with Hollywood Records, and she is the winner of 2020's American Idol.
Okay.
Big accomplishment.
She's back out on the streets singing for money.
No.
Yeah. 24-year-old Harlem native informed her Instagram followers that she is currently struggling to make ends meet while super embarrassed to announce that she's back to performing in New York City's public transit commuters, that she's out there on the subway. She uses the pronouns they, but like
we didn't know.
So all of y'all out of work. she said that they are letting people know that they legit need the money and is no longer optional to be back out on the subway platform.
Do we know what happened to the $250,000?
I mean,
that was just a couple years ago.
Right, yeah. It was 3 years ago.
We get taxed.
They got taxed.
Okay, but what happened to the other half?
I mean, I'm assuming they tried to get it cracking and it just didn't work. I mean, can we just look at the fact that American Idol, The Voice, a lot of these shows, like who have we seen come off the show that has like popped off since way back,
right?
Since Kelly Clarkson,
Carrie Underwood.
There's been so many of them that it is a big accomplishment, but then it's like on to the next. You know, no one really.
And you're locked up, I think, for like for 10 years
with
in that
deal?
Contract. Yeah.
You know what? This was also 2020, so this was the pandemic winner.
Okay.
So that probably didn't get the same kind of like hoopla
look.
That.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
True.
Like in 2020, everybody was locked down. So yeah. this was like probably that virtual.
It is an accomplishment.
Like, mailing your, you know, this wasn't all that.
Yeah, it seems like this is a huge mess, to be completely honest with
just,
you.
I just really look at these shows now like it's, where, how are you going to find another star? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you got people out here who can sing, who got record deals who ain't making nothing.
No, that's for true. Sure, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you're going to take somebody off TV after this? I mean, you had your Kelly Clarksons, you had your Jennifer Hudsons, who didn't win, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly did, but Jennifer didn't win, and her star has risen like crazy. Fantasia didn't win.
Chris Daughtry.
I think she did win. I think Fantasia did win.
Morgan Wallen was from American Idol?
He was, I believe.
That's what somebody
from
said.
From The Voice? Maybe he was. Yeah, he was from American Idol.
But he didn't win.
Yeah.
So it's almost better off not to get that deal.
The springboard
is
like,
thing.
It's a really good deal because people get, it's like a 8-week audition.
Mm-hmm.
So label people, A&R people see you on there and they're like, if that person doesn't win, they ain't up under that contract. Let's go after that guy. Because I want to say Jimmy Allen was on there too.
Okay.
The country artist. I want to say he was on there too. So I mean, you know, there are a handful of artists that can come off of there, but man, that's back out in the streets.
Yeah, out of the 727, I just checked their Instagram, and they took down all their American Idol stuff. It's only Subway videos. Something seems off.
Mm.
Maybe they are just trying to, maybe they were making more money doing this.
Listen, I don't think so. I think that when they say that money, legit needed the money and is no longer optional, that sounds like that it's all gone.
Yeah.
Right.
Now the fact that you get signed to a deal and the deal isn't necessary. I've always heard that the 19 Entertainment deal that's through Hollywood is kind of janky.
Yes. So,
so it's not really like a deal that, you know, you would roll out like, hey, I've made it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so now you got to do a lot of work.
Yeah.
Mm. So
they gave you a platform, but
right.
Now you have to
a major platform
go with it.
And now you're back on the Subway platform.
Ooh-wee.
That's a overnight. Much different platform.
The streets is talking. Orlando and the Freak Show got some tea.
A court filing by JP Morgan Chase states that sex offender Jeffrey Epstein paid school tuition for the children of then governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands, whose wife helped secure student visas and a work license for young women connected to Epstein.
Oh, hell no.
They were funneling additional money to his political campaigns. This filing of the bank's defense of the civil lawsuit by the U.S. Virgin Islands, basically J.P. Morgan facilitated Epstein's sex trafficking of young women.
So this is coming out because the bank is getting sued.
Yes.
This still is bothering me. Like, why?
Why
the list ain't out? Like, everybody who has some dealings and some money, like, should be on a lineup.
It feels like the information is slowly starting to come out.
But slowly is the key word.
Yeah.
Right,
trickling.
Right. That's okay.
In time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about in time. Like, Ghislaine is done. He's gone. Like, we need the names.
Right, but the people that have been protected for such a long time are starting to see the light.
Now that they don't have power anymore.
They're getting exposed, and, like, the dots are being connected.
Ooh.
The upcoming HBO show, The Idol, starring Lily Rose Depp, which is Johnny Depp's daughter, and Abel, a.k.a. The Weeknd, is being slammed after its debut at Cannes, where it screened its first two episodes on Monday. They're basically saying it's just way too many sex scenes, torture porn, and rape fantasy is what it's being called.
Let me tell you, The Weeknd is a nasty boy.
Yes.
I knew it was going to have this kind of nastiness.
Well, it's HBO.
HBO, but also The Weeknd, he used to have live porn at his shows. Like,
yeah.
This is just him.
Mm-hmm. So are we supposed to start calling him Abel?
Yeah.
As an actor, he wants to be known as Abel.
Right. Well, this might be his last acting thing.
You ain't going to be able to be in nothing else, I'll tell you that much.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.